This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I'm Mark Boulanger. The organization which represents labor at the world level is calling for a new social contract between governments, employers, and unions. The International Trade Union Confederation says a new social contract is needed, especially in the face of rapid technological change. The ITUC is using the 100th anniversary of the UN's International Labor Organization, the ILO, to build support for a new contract. In a podcast produced by the Global Union Education International, the ITUC's Director of Communications, Tim Noonan, talked about the history of the ILO and its work promoting a social contract.
This year is the 100th anniversary of the International Labour Organization. There will be a very big international conference, the annual conference of the ILO in June of this year. There will be lots of heads of government, heads of state. The regular business of the ILO will go on. But there's a big overlay this year, and that is what we expect to be the adoption of a centenary declaration. And that declaration should be about the future of work. The history lesson goes a bit like this. The ILO was created in 1919, coming out of the Treaty of Versailles. And somebody said to me once, you should read the Treaty of Versailles. You'll learn something from it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know. So I dug it up, and it's actually quite a remarkable. The parts that relate to the foundation of the International Labour Organization are quite remarkable. What was unique in history about that process was that it led to the first social contract, the contract between governments, business, and labour, unions, about how the economy should work. And the reasoning behind the adoption of the Versailles Treaty was that the world decided that we could never go through another world war, that the incredible destruction that took place and the millions of lives that were lost was something that could never be repeated. And the best way to ensure that it was never repeated would be to have the right social conditions through a social contract that gave those basic rights, the right to organise, the right to have a say over your own future as a worker. Fairly rapidly after 1919, those lofty principles began to be undermined. And that was a big factor in creating the conditions which led to the Second World War. And it was when the end of the Second World War was possibly in sight in 1944 that wise heads got together again and drew up the Declaration of Philadelphia, which was the second iteration of the social contract. And that, too, is a document that's well worth reading. It really went through the notions that labour is not a commodity. It set the ground for ensuring social and economic justice. 20, 30 years later, we began to see the advent of corporate globalisation, and we know the philosophies that were behind that. And since then, over the intervening years, we've seen a steady erosion of that social contract. So this year, we have the opportunity to, as the ILO in the report of its Global Commission says, to reinvigorate, to revitalise the social contract. We prefer to talk about a new social contract, one that puts the ILO in the centre of global governance and that provides the basis for working people to have a say in their own future at a time when the insecurity and the despair of many people arising out of enormous levels of inequality that exist today are posing fundamental threats to democracy and to faith and trust in institutions, with now an overlay of technological change which requires dialogue. It requires a new social contract. Otherwise, millions upon millions upon millions of people will be even further behind than they are today.
And that's it, International Labour News You Can Use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.